The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google. What makes them industry giants? Get ready to take a peek inside and learn their secrets of success. This is Silicon Valley Insider, the show that demystifies the Valley and helps to elevate your business to the next level. Now, your hosts for Silicon Valley Insider, Keith Koo and Jonathan Ziegler.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Insider. I am your host, Keith Koo, and today I'm joined by a very special guest, Clay Dido of blockchain startup Crowds. Thanks for being here, Clay.
Thanks, Keith. Glad to be here.
In the news this week is CEO of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg's testimony for 2 days in front of Congress regarding the Facebook Cambridge Analytica scandal. And why this is important is we always talk about the secret sauce of Silicon Valley. One of those core components beyond talent, investment dollars, free-flowing ideas was this real lack of regulation. But now with everything going on with data privacy, fintech, a lot of different things, tech companies, big and small, are facing regulatory hurdles. And so this is really a good example of that. So with Facebook, some of the things that were brought up, Representative Duncan of South Carolina said that he's been on Facebook since 2007, and he called it an invaluable tool. But he also said that the two main issues here are privacy and censorship. And he had offered to give Zuckerberg a copy of the U.S. Constitution. Zuckerberg's response was that he made a number of mistakes in the content review, but he doesn't think that's limited in the political spectrum. And why this also is important is that it was brought up that what would have happened or what did Mark Zuckerberg think of the EU's GDPR regulation that will be enacted or has been enacted but will be enforced May 25th of 2018? Mark was very adamant that there was no need that Facebook could self-govern or self-regulate. And again, I think this is an interesting position for the kind of work that we do for a multi-billion dollar company like Facebook to say that they could self-regulate something that in the financial service world would absolutely be not self-regulated, that the regulators are on top of, and why there's a growing uproar of why the U.S. needs to have their own data protection and privacy regulation. Representative Debbie Dingell of Michigan had said that she uses Facebook daily, and it was much to her staff's distress, but she also criticized Zuckerberg for his lack of knowledge as a CEO of these types of regulations that would be automatic in banking and insurance, for instance. So, again, this is just where, as we move the needle towards advancements in technology, many pure technology companies need that extra help in understanding regulations before there's more and more challenges with Facebook-like examples. So, Clay, thanks again for being here. Crowds, I'm really excited about. I think we've had a lot of blockchain shows on in the last 6 months. What I like about your company, Crowds, the one that your brother-in-law, Payson Johnstone, started with a bunch of colleagues, is that it's like blockchain for the common person. It's an actual company that can be used and adopted by all kinds of businesses right now.
Yes, that's one of the things that's great about our solution is, you know, we look at supply chains and we actually look at the small, medium enterprise as one of our target focuses with how we can help them to do business with the larger enterprises. And this blockchain kind of fills that gap.
Yeah, thanks. And let me do a proper introduction. So, Clay, you have a great story. You start off as a deputy sheriff in your home state of Mississippi, became a casino investigator, and then got the Silicon Valley bug. So why don't we talk a little bit more about that? What led you to the companies that you eventually, NEC, Logitech, and NetApp, how did you actually get there?
Yeah, it's kind of a whirlwind of a story. Right after Hurricane Katrina happened in Mississippi Gulf Coast, the economy kind of went down the drain there. So as I was looking for work, I also happened to meet a wonderful lady that was over here on the West Coast, and we got to start talking, and as our relationship began to deepen, you know, I decided that it was best for me to come over here where there's a little bit more stable economy. So as I moved over, I wasn't familiar with Silicon Valley and all the different tech. I've been interested in tech most of my life growing up with video games and computers and those things, but never really worked in these large tech companies. So it was really interesting, and it was great how easily I was able to adapt to the Silicon Valley culture here.
No, that's great. We do a lot of shows on cross-border, which is really cultural differences, so that you came from Mississippi, married a Californian, and got the Silicon Valley bug. That's just a true success story. It's awesome.
Yeah, it definitely is.
So crowds, that is really where I think a lot of people don't understand where blockchain is actually going. We've talked a lot about cryptocurrency, which is always in the news, Bitcoin and what does all that mean. But I think where we like to go, especially on the show, especially in our consulting firm, is that blockchain is so much more than cryptocurrency. And once people really embrace that idea and they catch on that blockchain is really going to revolutionize a lot of industries and also a lot of companies and how they're using technology today, Crowds is that really interesting story. So why don't we go a little bit into how did Crowds get started?
Yeah, so Crowds was started by Payson Johnston, who's we mentioned the CEO. He had worked in a large multinational company in San Jose, and was really there's a lot of manual processes in their supply chain, and he really saw the need for digitization. Now we're talking, this is pre-internet, so a lot of these machines just talked to each other. There were still a lot of faxes and phone calls. You know, emails was new and upcoming. So there's a lot of manual business processes in the supply chain. And what he did was working with several business units was able to actually digitize the complete supply chain for this large company and actually made them one of the best supply chains today.
Right. And it's a company I'm very close to as well. And that was something that we had talked about in preparing for the show, that you know, arguably the most complex, largest supply chain in the world, which Payson was a part of, still in itself needed a more efficient or elegant solution. And so, again, typical Silicon Valley story and an innovation story worldwide, you have an idea, you think about how to develop that idea, and then you kind of start that idea. So where's Crowds today? I mean, what I wanted to also mention was that what I liked about Crowds is that we hear a lot about ICOs. We hear a lot about how people are trying to develop their blockchain idea. And all an ICO really is, for people who still are trying to figure that out, it's crowdfunding. It's nothing. ICO is the money that an idea is generating in order to build that product out. And so the differentiation between a company in ICO, in pre-sale, what have you, is that you, your brother-in-law, Payson, and the founders of Crowds have a working product, and it's being backed by accelerators like Plug and Play, like Tech Code, and like TechStars. All really, really serious investors. And that I think you also mentioned that Barclays is really involved with what you're doing. So let's go more back into that. You are a real product, a real blockchain product.
Yes. And one of the things that we really liked, especially in regards to ICOs, you know, they're so speculative. There's so many currencies that are out there that don't really have a lot of market value. It's just all speculative. And what's great about the product that we're bringing is it's going to be asset backed, so there's no speculative piece of it. So it's a genuine, authentic transportation device for companies. So we're really excited about how that looks and how that's going to work.
Thanks, Clay. Let's talk about asset back in our next segment. So to wrap this one, we've been talking about Crowds, a company founded by Payson Johnston. And we're here with Clay Dido, Senior Director of Sales and Operations, about their journey and about how Crowds is really transforming the supply chain space. You're listening to Silicon Valley Insider with Keith Koo. You can email us at info@svin.biz, and we'll be right back. Okay, well, thanks. And we'll get more back into that right when we get back into our next segment. You're listening to Silicon Valley Insider with Keith Koo. And you can reach us at info@svin.biz, and we'll be right back.
For questions or comments on today's program, call 1-888-828-7846. That's 888-828-SVIN. Now, back to Silicon Valley Insider. Once again, your host, Keith Koo.
Welcome back to Silicon Valley Insider. I'm your host, Keith Koo. Today, I'm joined with Clay Dido of blockchain startup Crowds. With that sound, it's our email question of the week. And how timely it is because we have Clay joining us. So the question of the week from a listener is, Keith, we talk a lot about blockchain. We talk a lot about smart contracts. What exactly is a smart contract? So Clay, since you're joining with us in the studio today, how would you explain a smart contract?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And we get that a lot as well as we talk to customers and investors who are not familiar. We look at a smart contract as a vehicle that carries information. And the smart contracts are, as we like to say, the bus that carries all this information. And even though blockchain is decentralized, these large nodes of information actually reside on what these smart contracts. And what it does, it allows you for easier and quicker retrieval, as well as the safety of having everything together when you need it.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, in essence, a smart contract is what is the reason for the application on top of a blockchain. How do you actually, what does it mean when you're cutting out that intermediary, middle person, and how you're actually transporting that information back and forth in a secure manner that people can actually trust? We had Eric Lee on a couple weeks back. He's the founder of HubToken and a co-founder formerly of LinkedIn, who's doing human trust on the blockchain. And we talked about how blockchains have become trustless, or the need not to rely on these intermediaries. So thanks for helping answer that question, Clay. Clay, in our first segment, we were talking about Crowds, how it's really working the supply chain industry, and where you're headed next. But you also mentioned a point about asset-backed. So why don't we go into what asset-backed means?
Yeah, so today these ICOs are initial coin offerings are very speculative in that, you know, you're just buying into someone's idea sometimes, or some technology that may not even been created yet, or a purpose. And what our actual coin does is actually allows us to use the bank's money, like banks, hedge funds, VCs, all these large investors actually put a pool of money together, and it actually backs this token. So it actually allows it not to be volatile or controlled by the market. So it doesn't have those spikes like current tokens have today.
Is it similar to what's called a stable coin?
Yeah, and that it doesn't move. It doesn't have that market volatility like those more speculative coins would have.
Okay. And just to be clear, is your coin ready yet, or is it coming?
It's coming, yeah.
Okay. And you're naming it Zeno coin?
Zeno, yes.
Okay. Right. Well, thank you. Thanks again for the explanation about asset. So in our first segment, we had talked a lot about how Payson Johnston, your brother-in-law, was the founder of the company, and the idea he had around making supply chains more efficient and really digitizing that, which is what Crowds became. What have been some of the outcomes from that? Who are your customers?
Yeah, well, one of the things that Payson realized early on is that when large-scale disruptions happen in the supply chain and you lose suppliers, it's usually those small, medium businesses that are affected. So when in 2011, when we had the large earthquake in Japan and the nuclear meltdown there at Fukushima, he actually had several suppliers go down. And it was a multi-million dollar catastrophe for his company. So he understood that the small, medium businesses were kind of being overlooked. So the supply chain portion of our solution is actually developed for the small, medium business. So it helps them to stay afloat during large incidences like that.
How do they do that?
So what we do is we actually offer, for the small, medium business, we offer supply chain finance. So we're actually able to buy their invoice from them prior to, because most large corporations have like a N30, N60, you know, time before they pay. So a lot of times these small, medium businesses get in a cash flow crisis because they don't have the money to make payroll and to build the next product for the customer. So we feel that this cash infusion is cash advance, so to speak, supply chain finance, purchase those invoices from them so they have that cash available.
I'm glad you bring this up. We had talked a lot about, in my own background, third-party or vendor or supplier risk, how when Fukushima occurred, it was devastating. And people don't realize that it's an ecosystem. because we're a global economy. And so when something happens in that case, that things are affected all over the place, I recall that things like the used car market devastated or increased prices, right? Because that car you have, the part or replacement part from Japan just wasn't available anymore. And so at that point in time, the used car market prices skyrocketed, right? So I think about the opportunity to use crowds as a platform and the ability for small, medium businesses to hedge their risk based on using the features you talked about in your trade finance program as being a really great thing. And I think also why I'm bringing this up is that up till now, even on our own show, blockchain has been this kind of ethereal concept. People think about it as Bitcoin. People might know about Ethereum as a platform, but most people don't realize that as we talk about disruption in the economy with blockchain, it's actually helping a lot of industries and companies, especially small businesses.
Yes, absolutely. Another great thing that we do is provide payment solutions as well, because a lot of these small, medium businesses, when they're dealing with a large enterprise, they have to use EDI and connect through these ERPs that are very costly. This old legacy equipment ends up pricing a lot of these small, medium businesses out of the market completely. And one of the things that we do is using our payment solution, actually allow them to actually bypass EDI. They actually are able to map the EDI processes to a smart contract, thus allowing them to do businesses with a lot less cost.
Can you go into what EDI is?
Yeah, so it's electronic data interchange, and EDI is actually an old legacy system that's actually developed back in the 70s. And because it's it was standardized early on, and this legacy information is actually what's been keeping a lot of companies out of the big business in terms of being able to play with those large players, because this EDI that actually moves these purchase orders, invoices, and all these other payment documents is the requirement sometimes for implementing something like that could be up to $300,000 for small, medium business.
Yeah, that's crazy. I think in the world we live in, and we talk about regulations, so regulations are a good thing, but sometimes the burden of regulations locks out a lot of things, right? So when I think about this dichotomy of trying to say you're a small business and you're a company that's trying to be a diverse customer, so you're trying to enable minority-owned businesses, you might offer that up as a feature. So you want to do more business with these African-American, Latin-American, Asian-American, women-owned, right, diverse veterans, but they're not capable of supporting you as a customer. We see it time and time again, Fortune 500 companies. So This is just a way for companies to adopt new products and features to help actually fulfill those requests by the government and by the cities.
Right.
So that's awesome. What do you think then would be kind of the next phase of the product?
So working with the payment process solution that we have now, we can actually roll that out today, actually allow them to map those old legacy payment process straight to the smart contract. So that allows them to start today with that. And then as we roll out the larger piece, which is the supply chain finance piece, we see it gradually coming over in the next 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, let's delve into that a lot deeper in our next segment, because I think that's something that people will want to hear explained.
Right. Yeah.
So thanks again, Clay, for joining us. In the studio today, we have Clay D. Doe, Senior Director of Sales and Operations for blockchain startup Crowds. I'm also excited to announce that a conference that I've been working on for months, Tulip Conference 2018, and yes, there's a purpose to being called Tulip, is coming out on June 6th and 7th in San Francisco. It's a different type of emerging technologies conference where we're dealing with a lot of what Clay, you and I are talking about today. What are the enterprise use cases for blockchain and other types of technologies like artificial intelligence that I think that there's a great opportunity for the developers to get engaged with enterprises in order to build out these use cases like Crowds. So again, if you have questions or comments on today's show, please email us at info@svin.biz. And we'll be right back with Clay D. Doe of Crowds.
For questions or comments on today's program, call 1-888-828-7846. That's 888-828-SVIN. Now, back to Silicon Valley Insider. Once again, your host, Keith Koo.
Welcome back to Silicon Valley Insider. I am your host, Keith Koo, and I'm joined today with Clay D. Doe, Senior Director of Sales and Operations for blockchain startup Crowds. they're a next generation supply chain platform. And with that sound, it's time for the cyber tip of the week. And this one's going to be interesting because it's just related to all the ongoing news. What started off with Facebook and the Cambridge Analytica scandal has gone on to more and more different types of news about social media and Zuckerberg being asked to testify in front of Congress. So what Facebook has done has now allowed for the bulk removal of third-party apps. And we talked about in the previous two shows that Facebook, you are the product. You as the Facebook user, your data, your social settings, you are actually being sold to advertisers and marketers. And with that comes some responsibility. So Facebook is owning up to that. They'd rather you change your settings than actually delete your account. So with this tip, it's really easy now to just go into Facebook, look at the three hash marks in your settings, and look at all the third-party apps that are accessing your data and remove them in mass. And Facebook actually also said that if you haven't touched an app in 3 months, they would just delete it automatically for you. And that's the tip of the week. So once again, today we are joined by Clay Dido, who works with blockchain startup Crowds. Crowds is a little bit different than some of the other blockchain stories we've talked about in that normally we're talking about companies that are about to launch what used to be called an ICO before December 2017. Now we refer to it as companies that have pre-sales. Many of these blockchain companies, believe it or not, aren't yet a product. They're generating funds, crowdfunding in essence, to build a product out. Crowds is different in that they already have a product and they're backed by companies such as Plug and Play, TechCode, and Techstars. So Clay, I was at Plug and Play a couple weeks back on their blockchain forum, and it was an insurance panel, and it was really great because we had talked about all these different use cases around blockchain and how it's going to transform the insurance company, insurance industry. And I know you are a client of Plug and Play's. What happened in that session, we got into this listing of all the things that can transform an industry such as insurance. And I think what people lost sight of is that what could happen, that technology doesn't even exist yet. Blockchain as a technology is really nascent. So what I like to hear is stories like Crowds, which understands the infancy of the blockchain technology and kind of like baby steps built a product around what the technology is today. So can we go into how Crowds is applying the technology and what kind of customers are using it today?
Yeah, great. Yeah, happy to do that. One of our best use cases, I think, today is with the third largest steel manufacturer in the world, POSCO in South Korea. We implemented a number of different things for them to allow them to be able to take advantage of blockchain technology. First thing was that was really cost them a lot of money is they had a lot of Symantec ActiveX certificates, and some of these certificates were costing upwards of $70 per user. And when you look at the large size of their employees, there's a huge cost that they were using. So we were actually able to use blockchain to be able to do two-party authentication for them to be able to sign on. So that was the first huge security thing that we could do for them for blockchain. So that was a first cost savings. The second part was a lot of their trade partners still using a lot of the old legacy systems like EDI, and they're still transferring like credit, sales orders, purchase orders, and invoices and those things. So we're actually able to devise a solution for them to actually manage those documents coming in and actually place them on the smart contract.
Yeah, thanks for that. I like to talk about blockchain, especially as we advise other companies as either buyers or sellers of technology, that when you develop a blockchain product, you really have to understand how people are going to use it. We call it the utility of that solution or the tokenomics of that solution. You're giving really concrete benefits to your customers through cost savings, through security, through optimization of the processes. What I also liked is, and we didn't talk about it earlier, is that you already can operate in an international setting. So you can actually apply what you're doing today cross-border. So who else besides, what other countries besides South Korea are you working with?
Yeah, so we have We have proof of concepts working now in China. We have sales in Brazil, Japan, and actually I fly out to Montreal to work on the Canadian business as well.
That's great. And has there been, since you're dealing with these different countries, what's the amount of effort to localize this product for them?
Yeah, well, what's great about blockchain is it's universal in its design and in its usage. So it allows to quickly cross those borders. And as more regulations come through, both regionally and internationally, we'll be looking to how we can develop around those regulations to stay, obviously, legal in operations, especially around payment.
Right. Compliance is really, really key. But I think that's where, when we talked about earlier in the last segment, we talked about smart contracts and we talked about the benefits of smart contracts. It's cited over and over again that one of the largest potentials for blockchain is if regulators and governments can adopt it, because it just streamlines the processes that much. What I liked about Crowds, which is something that we talked to a lot of companies about, is that Crowds is built on a public chain, which is Ethereum.
Yes.
And why I wanted to bring up public chain is I think people still don't yet understand the nuance between what a public chain is and what a permissioned or private chain is. When we talk about enterprise use cases, most companies that I've talked to right now are still thinking more of the permissioned or private chain mode. Banks and insurance companies don't know how they would possibly deal with some of the data privacy implications involved with moving to public chain. So that's a whole different show. We're not going to talk about that. What I like about Crowds is you're not worried about personal information yet. You're not worried about sensitive information yet. You're really just going after the transactional elements, which is a perfect reason to use blockchain to begin with.
Exactly. Yeah, and being able to use to actually leverage the Ethereum, which is already well adapted, it's standardized, everything is in place already. There's no need to recreate anything new. You have a lot of people behind it with the Enterprise Alliance and other large companies that are coming in alongside of it. Actually, is very secure and stable.
Okay, and you had also talked about before the show with me how one of your customers, it might be POSCO, right? They're actually able to do some permission stuff in relationship with the public chain.
Yes. So actual transactions would happen on the public chain, but some of the financial documents through EDI and those things would actually sit on a private chain.
Yeah, I think that's important for the listeners, right, that you can have a relationship between public and private chain. You just have to really know what you're doing or have the right resources or leverage the right folks who understand what they're doing in order to make that successful.
Yes.
So what other use cases can we talk about for Crowds?
So because what's great about smart contracts is they actually allow you to store information from the beginning of a manufacturing process of a product and actually track that product all the way through the supply chain, all the way to the retail and even beyond, even to the recycle or end of life. So what's great is we've talked to logistics companies, we've talked to factories, manufacturers, and they all have really liked the fact that they can take a product and actually have this data actually follows the product all the way through end of life, and actually be able to take that data, and that gives us some really strong analytics later to understand exactly what a product life cycle looks like, what the use case looks like for that product, you know, how it's implemented and how it's applied. So there's a lot of people. We're talking to logistics companies, we're talking to manufacturers, all working together to basically bring this full product cycle analytics to play.
So that's a good point. So, you know, people think about blockchain. Sometimes people think of blockchain being, you know, philosophically opposed to something like artificial intelligence. But in terms of what we're discussing right now, there's elements beyond blockchain of all these different types of emerging technologies, whether it's artificial intelligence, machine learning, data lakes. Is there an IoT element to what you're doing?
There is a piece. Yeah, what we can do is actually take the IoT data that comes in. We can place it on a smart contract and actually have that information embedded as well.
In terms of being built on top of Ethereum, which is a great platform, as things continue to change in the industry of technology, can Crowds actually go on to other chains? Will be able to, because like the Chinese, right? They're one of your potential customers, but they like their chains.
Right. Yes. And that's one of the things we're looking at is exactly how the landscape is going to lay out for us, because this is a new territory. But as we continue to develop, we're going to be looking at other alternatives, especially in China, like NIO and those that actually use the smart contracts, but may not be able to use Ethereum in those areas. So we're actually looking at how that differs and how the two smart contracts can actually work together.
Thanks, Clay. And I really thank you for your transparency in that too, right? Because what we want to do with talking to the listeners is that really getting into the guts of what a technology like blockchain is. It's really early in the development of the technology. It's almost like the internet in 1995.
Yes.
And there's a lot of things that people think they know and they don't know, but there's a lot of opportunity, a lot of potential. For every pets.com, there's an Amazon, there's an eBay. So thanks again for just sharing the experiences that you've had with crowds. So once again, I wanted to say that we have Clay Dido, Senior Director of Sales and Operations for Crowds. We've been talking about their journey, how they ended up creating a supply chain platform that's being supported by many, many well-known incubators, and how they continue to push what I'll say is the envelope in the practical use case of blockchain. So beyond cryptocurrency, what companies could learn and adopt from this approach to developing the product? Clay and Payson will be part of our Tulip Conference, which we talked about earlier. And yes, it's called Tulip Conference for exactly the reason that we want to get rid of the noise. We want to get people focused on what these emerging technologies mean to society. That's going to be June 6th and 7th in San Francisco. And again, you're listening to Silicon Valley Insider with Keith Koo and Clay Dido. We've been talking about crowds. We've been talking about blockchain, smart contracts. If you have any questions or comments or show ideas, feel free to reach out to us at info@svin.biz, where you can find in for more information about Clay's company and also our upcoming conferences like Tulip Conference 2018 and the Smart City Conference in San Jose on May 11th. Thanks again, and we'll be right back.
For questions or comments on today's program, call 1-888-828-7846. That's 888-828-SVIN. Now, back to Silicon Valley Insider. Once again, your host, Keith Koo.
Welcome back to Silicon Valley Insider. I am your host, Keith Koo, and today I've been joined by blockchain startup Crowds and their Senior Director of Sales and Operations, Clay Dido. Clay, thanks again for being here.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, it's been a really great show. We've covered a lot of ground. We've talked about what Crowds is, a supply chain platform on blockchain, and how built on Ethereum and the different types of use cases, where you're headed. The trade finance piece in the earlier segments is very interesting, how you can help small, medium businesses really hedge their risk. What we also like, because we talked about one of your largest customers, POSCO, you know, one of the largest steel manufacturers in the world. Well, earlier in the show, we actually talked about how this concept was really about enabling small, medium businesses. Why don't we go back into that? Because I think it's really important to say that again.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, one of the things and the reason we want to focus with these small, medium businesses because the majority of suppliers that feed into these large enterprises are small, medium businesses. So this is the very vital link of the supply chain is small, medium businesses. So one of the things that we realized early on, if we didn't focus on these small, medium businesses, disruptions can happen, especially around the finances, because a lot of these small, medium businesses are, you know, one invoice away from declaring bankruptcy because they don't have the money that they need to manufacture a product. So POSCO obviously has a lot of those small, medium businesses as their suppliers. And we realize that in order to do business with POSCO and some of these other large enterprises, our solution is critical because it's going to allow these small, medium businesses to defer a lot of that cost, especially around payments and document management and that sort of thing. So that's one of the reasons that we really are focused for the small, medium business to have a healthy supply chain.
Now, thanks, Clay. And I think that's important because even though you can handle any size company and corporation, I want the folks that own small businesses to really think about this. How many times have you had a great product and a great solution, tried to sell to a city, a government, a bank, or another regulated entity, and you might have fit all the criteria? The company, a Fortune 500, might have said, hey, we've got a target to enable small, medium businesses with diverse ownership, right? So majority owned by a minority. and yet you still didn't get that deal. And why didn't you get that deal? For exactly the reason you just said, Clay, because you couldn't pass what I used to run, which is supplier risk. You know, a questionnaire, a risk assessment of hundreds, if not thousands of questions. And how can a small, medium business really hope to compete? Even if they're the cheapest price and the best solution, they can't compete because of the burden of having to pass that risk assessment. I know. I empathize a lot with these companies because I'm the one that's always telling them why they can't be successful. So this is the really interesting part about crowds and why I'm really passionate about what you and Payson and the company is doing, because you're leveling that playing field for all these small, medium businesses, and I hope that they understand that. And they really should be reaching out, and I'll say it again, they can reach out to us at info@svin.biz or go to your website, crowd, crowdz.io, because this is what they're thinking about or not. Blockchain, we talked a lot about how it decentralizes the economy, how it's really enabling folks who didn't used to have a place or a voice, but they got to get past the individual too. This will actually help small, medium businesses.
Absolutely, yeah. Gives them all the tools in the that they need to actually reach those enterprise level customers.
Yeah, and I think, again, let's go back through one more example, and we can even use POSCO again. A steel manufacturer relies on an ecosystem of their own suppliers and vendors, right? And whether they're providing machinery, whether they're providing materials, I think you had actually talked about conflict metals earlier. These are all things that large companies have compliance teams, compliance officers. You had mentioned one of the features of putting this all in a smart contract is you can see the heritage of each one of those transactions as it moves through the supply chain.
Yes, and what we do is we comprise all of these important elements around the suppliers and actually give them a score, and that score allows us to understand any risk and help de-risk that small, medium business so that we can actually come in and actually help them, especially around the finance piece.
How should a small, medium business engage directly with you?
So the first thing is to come on board. Our registration is really quick. It's quick and simple. Sign up. They can put their information in as they come in. They can register as a seller or a buyer on our marketplace, which allows them to post their products. If they're just interested in our EDI and payment solution, they can quickly just click on any of our chat features there on the website, and they can easily talk to an agent, and we can help them get set up on the payment side. So there's a number. There's two good ways to connect with us there, and we have a 1-800 number as well.
Great. That's good to know. And then we talked about it earlier about how you actually reduce costs. Will they be able to figure that out on the website, or is this something that they would speak directly
with
you?
Yeah, we could quickly discuss their business processes, understand some of what they're doing today, and be able to quickly show them some of their cost savings there with our solution.
All right. Well, Clay, thanks again for being here today.
Yes.
We've had Clay Dito, Senior Director of Sales and Operations for Blockchain Startup Crowds. They're backed by well-known incubators. They have customers. They're a real blockchain product. And once again, because we just covered so much ground today, Clay, I want to go through it one more time. We had crowds.io, a blockchain startup that has enabled supply chain and made it a product that small, medium businesses should rush to use because it reduces cost, it makes them more efficient, and it really gives them a level playing field when it comes to risk management as they compete with much larger potential competitors. Also, Clay and Payson, founders of the company, will be joining us at Tulip Conference 2018 in San Francisco. That's going to be on June 6th and 7th. There's going to be a lot more information coming down on that, and we're just really excited to be a part of it. If you ever have a question or comment, please email us at info@svin.biz, and you can reach me personally on Facebook with Keith Koo or LinkedIn, also Keith Koo. Thanks for joining us this week, and we'll see you next week. Thanks again.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Insider with Keith Koo. For questions or comments on today's program, or to schedule a complimentary consultation with Keith about your business, call 1-888-828-SVIN. That's 1-888-828-7846. 888-828-SVIN.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.